This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nan. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Say hello to my brother, Ty Bollinger. TMB here in the midst of all the crazy stuff you got to do when you're a dad, in addition to be the most awesome co-host I have. We go outside the box together, TMB. Is everything all right there?
Yeah, man, all's well. All's well. Just going to be heading out a little bit early today, as we discussed off the air, and I'll still be joining the show, but I'll be on the road for half of it going to see Brianna get her blue belt.
I was thinking about, these are dad things, right? We're busy guys, right? We forget sometimes. Oh, my gosh, is that coming up today? You mean today? You mean right now? And have you ever, gone out with your lovely wife and just, how you do, you just go out and maybe you're going shopping, going to the store, get some stuff, and you just enter a conversation, then she'll tell you something. You're like, oh, I didn't know that. And then you say something that you're like, wait, mate, I don't think I said the right thing. This happened to me today, TMB. Maybe I need your help on this one.
What happened?
Well, we go to the health food store, we get some stuff, and then on the way back, my wife says, it's weird. Since we came out here at elevation and near the mountains, my voice has changed. It feels like it's a lot deeper than it used to be. Lower voice, she says. And I said, really? I hadn't noticed. I never listened to you. And for some reason, do you have a guest? Do you have a guest room? What did I say? Was there something? It's one of those. It's one of those things that you just like. Oops, did I just say that? I didn't mean it, honey. I was just joking. Anyway,
Bush and that skit by Frank Caliendo. That was one of those inside words that came out.
Yes, I don't know how that happened, honey. I didn't mean that. I do, of course. I listened to you, but I didn't. No, I didn't know your voice was lower. I'm sorry. But, you can hear it. Maybe it's subtle, and I didn't hear it. But anyway, yes, I listen, and I think I'll only be in the guest room for a few nights, I think. But I'll be okay. Anyway, from one married guy to another, I just commiserated on the air with you. So hopefully all will be well.
Glad to hear it. Glad you're going to be okay.
Because I know you never get in such trouble. That's just a me thing.
No, I never do.
Of course not. So
I am the perfect husband and the perfect everything. Tongue in cheek here.
Yes. So instead of doing the top nine things husbands should not say to their wives, we're going to do the top nine toxins that you should avoid, like the proverbial plague. And this is, I believe, a Natural News article. We can run through these. A lot of these things you've written about, I've written about, we've talked about. But it's always good for a reminder, especially if we can call it a reminder for our new listeners, because there are new folks that are joining us all of the time. And number one on the list is NutriPoison, AminoSweet, NutriSweet, aspartame.
Yeah, Robert, it's so wild. There's so many people that I know today that still seem like they're trying to get healthy, but I look at them and they got a Diet Coke in their hand or a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
It's really amazing how this is still kind of slipped through the cracks for people that think that they're being healthy by drinking something that's diet. They don't understand that the aspartame has been shown to eat holes in the brain and to cause brain tumors. It's an extremely toxic substance, but it's very sweet. It started out, I think it was a scientist with, wasn't Monsanto, but I believe it was G.D. Searle, I believe.
Yes, back in Searle.
And they found out that this rat poison or some sort of an insect poison
it was sweet.
Actually sweet, and that was the beginning of aspartame.
It's yeah, it... And it was on a list of potential chemical warfare agents at the Pentagon. That's not made up. That's real. And then they found it sweet. We patented it, and we got it out to market as an artificial sweetener. Not we, but that's a nasty history. So, folks, it's a reminder that, you know, I know a lot of people are conscious and aware of these things, but for our new listeners and new viewers, we got to go back and review some of these things. Number two on the list is not as commonly known, infected African green monkey kidney cells. Where, pray tell, TMB, would we be getting this stuff from?
You would get that in any kind of candy that is green-colored.
Oh, no, that's nasty.
No, I'm just kidding. The green monkey kidney cells, actually, it's possible that you could be getting monkey kidney cells in several vaccines, but we also know that the polio vaccine was contaminated with simian monkey.
Simian virus 40, SV40.
Yeah, back in the late 50s and early 60s.
Yeah. And so this is not something you commonly hear in the mainstream press, but it's something that is validated. It's not a theory, right? They always like to say, oh, we dismissed that. That's a theory. No, this is actually what has been found and it is known. Number three on the list is seemingly a benign additive, food additive, known as monosodium glutamate. It's also known as an excitotoxin and can be very bad for the brain and nervous system.
Yeah, terrible for you. It's terrible for you. It is an excitotoxin. It excites your brain cells to death. And I was shocked, really, Robert, too. As healthy as we think of Japan as being, the doctors there said that everybody that's over there, you know, in the restaurants is flavoring with MSG. But they don't call it MSG. It's called something else, of course. But it's very common, though, that the healthy Japanese foods that we think are healthy actually have MSG in them.
Right. You'll often see it as hydrolyzed yeast extract or yeast extract, and they don't want to tell you it's MSG, but it still is. So if you get headaches after going out to an Asian Chinese food meal, and they say, we don't use MSG, it could be that. So y'all be careful with that. That's not something you should do. Porcine circovirus, porcine meaning pig. Pig. Where are they finding this? Oh, the rotavirus vaccine.
Yeah, they found that in the rotavirus vaccine, and I'm not sure, but wasn't Judy Mikovits one of the ones that had discovered that, or was that just the retroviruses? I thought she had something to do with the circoviruses as well. But, yeah, they're finding it in the rotavirus vaccine, which, by the way, isn't that Offit has
patents
on that?
Paul Offit, yeah. And it causes intestinal collapse. The intestinal tract can collapse on itself, and that can result in death. And, of course, interestingly enough, they say, well, that's why we give the vaccine, because if you got the actual rotavirus, that could happen. But you take the vaccine and that can happen. So how about doing other things that we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show to neutralize it, like silver hydrosol, enhance your immune system, all of these things that we can do. Number five on this list, the top nine toxins to avoid, nitrates and nitrites.
Yeah.
And interesting.
Yeah, which is why you should always make sure that if you're letting your kiddos eat hot dogs,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, the meats, the sliced meats, make sure they're nitrite and nitrate free. Because
so
they are carcinogens that are in those foods, but they're also found in some medications as well, which is interesting. I mean, you understand why they're in the meats, but I don't understand why they're in some of these medicines. Why would that be in there?
We just covered the last, I don't know if it was a couple of weeks, but one we just covered, I think yesterday, they found a third nitrosamine, which is related to this, in certain high blood pressure medicines. So the drugs aren't bad enough. Let's, you know, hey, we got some carcinogens in there too.
Yep. Don't understand that at all, man. I mean, unless you thought they were trying to keep us sick and in the hospital and to rack up the medical bills.
Right.
That'd just be a conspiracy theory, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That might just be theory. But, you know, it's interesting because there are organic cold cuts now. There are even organic hot dogs and sausages. We're not saying make that the mainstay of your diet. But if you do, for convenience sake, utilize those things. Going organic will make a difference. Will make a difference in terms of what you don't want in there. Number six on the list, could be number one on anybody's list, and it certainly is on Dr. Batar's list, is the second most toxic metal known to man, or almost substance, in fact, is mercury.
Yeah, so why is it still in the flu vaccine? It's even in Tamiflu-free vaccines. We showed that
about
vaccines. Did the calculation to show people that even if it's in a quote Tamiflu-free vaccine, that there still is approximately three times the amount of mercury that would be considered to be toxic waste by the EPA. If it's in a multi-dose flu shot, then it's likely got 200 times the amount of mercury that would be considered toxic waste. So don't understand that either, unless you're thinking they're trying to keep us sick.
Well, you talk to pro-vaccine fanatics, and they'll tell you, well, no, the kind that they inject in you, that's the safe kind of mercury. Not familiar with that, but okay.
You know what? I can't remember who it was in The Truth About Vaccines, but we had several minutes on that in the documentary showing that they'll say, what, it's ethyl mercury instead of methyl mercury,
yes,
correct?
Right, yeah.
And then somebody addressed that very thing and said, no, actually, the studies show that ethyl mercury is more toxic than methyl mercury, but you don't see those studies.
No. It's just made up, guys and girls. All right, number seven on this list. By the way, you should, bring out The Truth About Detoxification, The Truth About Detox, because that little mini-series you did would be appropriate for this segment if ever there was an appropriate one.
Yeah, for sure.
Number seven, HFCS, standing for high fructose corn syrup. Why is this problematic?
Well, I don't know, Robert. Sugar, right? After all, sugar. You remember that commercial?
Yeah.
From a few years ago when they were trying
corn
to...
Corn sugar.
When people started realizing that high fructose corn syrup actually is... horrible because not only is it GMO, most likely, but because of the effect that it has on the insulin release in your body and the diabetic effect.
Yeah.
So they started doing damage control and they had that commercial. Why? Well, why are people worried about high fructose corn syrup? I mean, sugar.
Yeah. But and there's evidence of mercury in high fructose corn syrup as well. It's very interesting where that would come from. But remember, you're getting it from genetically engineered corn primarily. And you're concentrating it, isolating, removing any minerals, which is problematic even if you have organic sugar. And if you remove all the minerals, then it becomes dangerous. But high fructose corn syrup is shown to be even more dangerous, apparently.
Yeah, it is. It is. Stay away from that. There's so many different things that you can sweeten things with today that are healthy, from stevia to monk fruit to just, or raw honey. Stay away from that.
Final two on the list, sodium fluoride, which, interesting, is not normally how fluoride you find, but... it will guarantee the uptake of heavy metals like mercury and number nine on the list, aluminum. So fluoride can actually exacerbate exposure to all metals.
Yeah, and fluoride, despite the modern mantra that it's good for your teeth and prevents cavities, that's a different kind of fluoride, calcium fluoride, and that's even debatable. But the sodium fluoride, as Robert said, not the same stuff. It's different, and this is toxic, and it's never been shown to prevent cavities. But it has been shown to cause osteosarcoma in young boys.
Right. And with number nine on the list, aluminum or aluminium for our friends in Great Britain, you have it in OTC drugs, found in water, sometimes antacids, topical applications, and a lot of vaccines to aggravate the immune system. And they've been pulling medical devices out that were exposing people to aluminum, saying it's dangerous, but it's okay in a vaccine, Ty Bollinger. Isn't that right?
That's good logic. That sounds like something Alicia Cortez would say.
Yeah, you know what? You're going to miss our socialism and millennial discussion, so you got to get ready because your daughter's going to get a blue belt in Krav Maga. Go get dressed. Get out of here. We'll call you back at the bottom of the hour. Get you back on the show.
Here we go. Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, TMB is on break for a segment. He'll be back at the bottom of the hour. But we're going to soldier on, you, me, and Super D. All right, Eric's on the board making it sound good. Super Don always makes it sound good. And you can find the links in the show notes. Yes, that's right, show notes for you Brits. RobertScottBell.com, right? And one of the links in there, because it's like, you know, some of you just want to listen to us wax poetically on the stories of the day and occasionally answer questions, give you some perspectives on health and healing. And yet some of you would say, you know what, I want to go deeper. What is that article he was talking about? Let me read that and see if he got it right. Or what about that, that my friends and family are going to read, they won't get it right because they didn't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. So there's a story here, and this is out of the New York Post. And the headline reads, Socialism's Millennial Fans Don't Even Know What It Is. Now, Super Don, when you made me aware of this article, I thought, this has got to be like one of those Mark Dice man on the street interviews. Because when you start asking people about what they believe, and then they go, oh, you know, like they'll throw out quotes that they say Trump said, and in fact, it turns out it was Hillary or Obama. And they don't know. I think this is one of those things that if you start asking millennials about what socialism really is, they might not be aware.
Yeah, well, apparently this all stems from a Gallup poll that was done that showed that 57% of Democrats have a positive view on socialism.
Mm.
And there are some people that would look at that and they would go, what in the world is going on here? How could that be? Because there are people that have escaped from socialist countries. And
right.
Come to this country, and they're going, what is wrong with you people?
You don't want that.
What are you talking about? Now, listen, when you look at the younger generation, and when you look at the rising star power of somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you know, she likes to put out there these things about socialism that seem very appealing to the younger generation that over time has become more and more entitled. And we've talked about this over the years, about the entitlement factor.
Or the lack of historical perspective in their education.
That's true, but see, here's the problem, is there's a disconnect, right?
Yeah.
Between the history and the appeal to free stuff, right?
Right, yes.
I want free stuff. I don't want to have to pay my bills. I don't have to pay my rent. I don't have to pay for school. I don't have to pay for my car. I don't have to pay, you know, all of that stuff. It's a right. It's a right. I'm entitled to this. I get free food. I get, free, you know, all of these things.
Isn't that, though, one of the first things you try to teach your kids? There ain't no such thing as a free lunch, right?
No such thing as a free lunch, even though when my kids went to school, they had free lunches there, too. But, so, look, there's a difference. You know, now, if you look at the, you know, these repressive governments and countries like the Soviet Union and North Korea, and you know the disaster that is Venezuela and things of these nature, they don't really pay attention to that, right? It's hard to relate to that because we're over here and that's over there, right?
But it's interesting because they'll deny like, oh, I don't mean like the Soviet Union or East Germany or
that's
Nazi Germany.
That's because they're talking about the free stuff,
right? Or not even Venezuela, which they won't speak that of.
I want the $20 minimum wage. I want the universal basic income. I mean, all of these things are appealing because it's all free stuff.
And then they point to what? What do they point to? Denmark, Finland, Norway, Sweden. That's true socialism.
Right.
That's right. And then you get those countries to say we're actually not socialist.
Right.
I mean, they're not a planned economy.
Which they're not.
They're a market economy, but they have very high tax rates.
Market based.
50-60% or more, and they get a lot of stuff, but again, if you believe that government is efficient at delivering stuff including so-called health care, you should visit those countries. You should talk to people in them, especially if you're holistically inclined, like we've talked about in Canada, and I've been there, and they invite me back if I can get in again. I, you know, point out to those people holistically inclined, you're so proud of your socialized single-payer healthcare system. Do you use any of it? Oh, no, I wouldn't use that. It's all pharmaceutical. Oh, really? And why not? Because I know the danger of drugs. I know better. I use homeopathy. You pay for it yourself? Yeah, because it's not covered. And you're proud? What? So that everybody else that's not aware like you gets their pharmaceutical drugs that you believe is so dangerous covered? Oh, I didn't think about it that way. So I don't think these millennials have thought it all the way through.
Free stuff.
Yeah.
Although I will, a word of warning here. Thomas Sowell, very, very intelligent guy, American economist. He's a fellow at the Hoover Institute.
Yeah.
He came out recently just saying, he's warning people that, you know what, the way things are going, the U.S. may not resist socialism at some point, and he's throwing a warning out there because people are attracted to it, but it's because they just don't understand it, as we're pointing out here.
Well, and they don't believe in freedom. They think that freedom is what got us into whatever mess they perceive we're in, actually, really, or in a fantasy. But pharmaceutical fantasy, socialism is good because it's a single payer. They get to bill one entity, and they get to force everybody to be on drugs.
Say that masked man was.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An American TV icon says he's got stage 4 pancreatic cancer. 78-year-old host of Jeopardy since 1984, Alex Trebek says he's going to beat it.
Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this.
And I'm going to keep working. And with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease.
U.S. Senator Martha McSally of Arizona, who was the first female pilot to fight in combat, says she was raped by a superior officer when she served in the Air Force. She makes the revelation at a Senate hearing today on the subject of sexual assault in the military. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse, the Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, y'all, we got a lot more healing to go. A couple of segments to do it in with Ty Bollinger going outside the box. Special shout out to my friend Sherazad watching on YouTube. Love it that you're here. As you can see, a lot of the posters behind me on either side, flanked by our buddy Liam Sheff. And on Monday's show, Dr. Bitar was talking about official stories again and how it was so helpful for him and a lot of people to see through the lies that are the official stories, including that which is happening today about vaccination, MMR vaccines. And TMB, have you been keeping up with the MMR and the mandate pushes all over the country?
Yeah, I kind of following what's going on there in Washington, D.C. as well. And, you know, it's interesting. Charlene was following it more closely yesterday than I was, and she was like, you know, everybody that they've got up there testifying is just a pharma shill. They're not representing the other side of the coin. And then they had some kid that
Ethan Hirsch, Ethan Lindenberger, yes.
Yeah, he reached the age of majority, and he decided to get vaccinated because his mom was just an anti-vax kook and all this just nonsense. It was just such a it's a big piece of propaganda is all it is.
Yeah, we interviewed Jill Wheeler a few weeks back when this broke, and I invited Ethan on the show. He didn't want to come. But we're going to talk to his older brother, Isaac, who's very well-spoken and knows that his brother is being used as a tool for promotion of mandates, and it's a very anti-freedom push right now. And Super Don pointed out, too, that the only person that in the Senate hearing that spoke any sense at all was Senator Rand Paul. And he talked about, you know, mandates not the way to go. What about personal liberty? Also, he brought up that $4 billion has been paid out through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. And, of course, the media just laid into him. They didn't acknowledge that $4 billion. They didn't acknowledge the injuries that were happening, because if they do, they will never succeed at these mandates.
No, they won't. But it's just insane how hard they're trying right now, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, I think it's because they're terrified of the fact that people are waking up to this, and they feel like this is sort of like a mission critical point that they've got to take their push. Otherwise, they've lost control.
Yeah. Well, this 20 states are pushing. I think in every state there's movement to try and restrict or eliminate some the exemptions. Like, they don't like philosophical and religious exemptions. They'll leave only the medical ones. But look what happened after SB 277 in California. They are attacking every doctor who authorizes an exemption for a patient. And some have argued there may be only a handful of doctors that are willing to write exemptions because they're afraid of being attacked by the government there. So don't fall for it. Oh, yeah, we'll still allow medical exemptions. They want to eliminate that, too.
Well, it's kind of the same principle for the doctors that are treating cancer with real, natural, effective treatments. You know, they're afraid to do it because if they get found out, they'll lose their medical license. So it's not like that the treatments don't work, and it's not like these doctors don't know that vaccines are, you know, they're harming, or that they don't feel like they should give an exemption. It's just like they're afraid because there's pressure, there's peer pressure. They might lose their license or even worse.
Yes, yes. And I just, the CNN article here, I'm just looking at real quick. Even with measles outbreaks across the U.S., which happens every year, varying degrees, no matter what, even with everybody supposedly vaccinated, and as I reported earlier, a significant percentage of every outbreak involves the vaccinia virus found only in what? The vaccine. The actual measles strain that's unique to the vaccine. But they say that at least 20 states have proposed anti-vaccination bills. I'm like, really? Are you an anti-vaxxer if you want the ability to opt out because you believe in religious liberty? Why does that make you an anti-vaxxer? It doesn't. It just means that they have coined the phrase that they can tar and feather you with to make you the enemy of those who are unconscious, the sheeple, who are willing to receive anything the government and the doctors tell them to receive.
Yeah, and that's the standard protocol, is to call names when you're up against a foe that you can't defeat on logic. So that's a technique that goes way back to, you know, the propaganda book by Edmund Bernays back in the 1930s. That's
right.
The technique that's used to smear people that you can't literally, you couldn't do anything against them in a logical debate. You couldn't win. So you call them names. Still being used today. It's a great technique if you want to smear somebody's reputation and you can't defeat them in a logical argument.
No, and they would not win in a logical argument. That's why they resort to emotionalism and lies and screaming and yelling. Here's another thing they say is anti-vaccine. If a state would pass a law that would require doctors to provide more information on the risks of vaccines, that means you're an anti-vaxxer. How is that? Isn't that informed consent? Isn't that Nuremberg-level stuff? I mean,
it is. It is. Because by definition, you know, forced vaccine is a medical experiment, and it violates the Nuremberg Code. You can't experiment on someone against their wishes, and a forced vaccine, by definition, is. And so, you know, that was one of the things that many of the doctors covered in The Truth About Vaccines. They cited vaccination violates that. But, it's like we're in this world of cognitive dissonance where people they can't put two and two together to see that.
Yeah, the Communist News Network is chief among those outlets, and they're talking about vaccination coverage dropping below 95%. That's the magical herd immunity, which has never been proven by a vaccination, yeah. And the fact that this 95% that they claim that they have achieved in certain areas has never actually happened, because very few adults are getting what they call the every 10-year booster shot for MMR. So at best, I think they could claim 60% coverage of the population in total. Now, this could be used to say, my gosh, we better get adult mandates in because we didn't realize we'd ever had herd immunity, even though we thought we did. But based on that, with the herd immunity they claim to have achieved, there's no reason, because even without it, for all of the years they've claimed that they might have gotten it, there weren't extra outbreaks. It's been pretty much steady over the last 20, 30 or so years since this MMR shot came about.
Well, it has been, and you know what? There may be some new listeners we talked about earlier. You know that maybe the new listeners don't know about aspartame. Well, maybe the new listeners that they don't understand about herd immunity, because herd immunity, you hear that term a lot, but the original term herd immunity came from natural exposure. There was a scientist named, I think it was Hedrick, back 100 years ago, that was looking at the measles outbreaks and found out that it was, I think it was 68%. If 68% had natural exposure to the measles and had actually gotten the measles as a kid, then he decided that that was the point at which there was herd immunity, that the rest of the population would be protected. Herd immunity never referred to being vaccinated to be immune. Somehow the term got morphed into vaccination, and even though that doesn't equal immunization, and somehow that 68% now is around 95%. You know, I guess just over time, it's kind of like that old game that we played in elementary school when you whisper something in someone's ear at the end of a line, and by the time it goes through 20 people, it's a completely different sentence. I think that's what happened to herd immunity.
Yeah. And then they go after the parents. They call us all anti-vaccine groups. We're very powerful. We're highly organized, and we're very well-funded, apparently. And I think about this, and you're like, do you know anybody making good money because their kids have been injured or killed by vaccines? I mean, if they're alive and they've been injured by vaccines, they're desperately scraping to get by to support their kids, you know, and the time they spend on social media or as an outlet to get this communication going is of their own accord because they feel so impassioned to protect other kids that haven't been injured like their own.
Yeah, and the reality is there's some money that's been paid out to families of damaged children, you know, $4 billion. You mentioned Rand Paul mentioned the $4 billion being paid out, but you know, if you've got your precious kid in your hand and he or she is never going to be able to have a quote normal life and never be able to get married, never be able to take care of themselves, is any amount of money gonna assuage that? Is any amount of money worth that to damage your kid? I mean, that is an invaluable human being that has been permanently damaged because the vaccine pushers are full of lies, and they're damaging and killing the people that receive them.
Right. Now, Jonathan Emord, our friend, has said that, you know, there's a legitimate way to address the issue of outbreaks that doesn't require mandatory injections with things that you're fundamentally, philosophically, religiously opposed to. And that is the issue of quarantine, right? If you want to stop an outbreak, you start isolating and quarantining. That's legitimate. And we don't argue against that legitimacy, but obviously we don't want to throw it out willy-nilly. The government will abuse that. But really, there's a legitimate reason.
Right.
If somebody has a measles and you know that, you say, hey, you got to stay home and stop exposing others until we know you're out of that phase. And, you know, that happens. They know how to do that. That's not new. But there's apparently a man facing, a 57-year-old Wisconsin man charged after allegedly breaking a measles quarantine so he could go to the gym. Like, dude, no, I can't stay at home. I got to work out. Like, dude, if you've got active measles, work out at home. Come on.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I wasn't able to read the story before I left the house, but so that's what it was. He went to the gym, huh?
Yeah, he went to the gym. I'm like, you know, Super Don and I were thinking maybe there could be like a measles day once a month at the gym, but then they'd have to scrub it down because that virus is very virulent. It's very, you know, it can transmit. But at the same time, you know, there's no discussion in any of these things about, hey, you know, are there other ways to address a childhood or an adult infection, right?
Right.
We talk about silver hydrosol. We talk about homeopathy. You talked and we talked about homeoprophylaxis and the truth about vaccines. This is not even uttered by the mainstream media that we have other options to help people, young people, old people alike, to safely get through these things, that they're not going to die.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, actually, quarantine is a very effective way to stop pandemics. I mean, that's what happened in England. There was a city, and we covered this in The Truth About Vaccines, called Leicester, England. It looks like Leicester.
Leicester.
They call it Leicester.
My wife
Leicester,
will say, it's Leicester, it's Leicester.
Yeah, I call it Leicester, but Leicester, you know, it's potato, potato, whatever, right? that's the way they finally wiped out the epidemic there in Leicester, England. Mm-hmm. And this was in a population that was like 95% vaccinated, and they had huge outbreaks because of the vaccine. It was smallpox, by the way. But the way that they got rid of the smallpox was not more vaccines. They actually had a big outcry of the public, and they stopped vaccinating. The mandatory vaccinations were just, you know, it was an outcry, so they stopped that. And within 10 years, they quarantined, and within 10 years, there was like 5% vaccinated. But the outbreaks of smallpox were gone, and there was almost no incidence of smallpox at that time in Leicester. So quarantine worked.
By the way, those that claim smallpox was eradicated from the face of the earth, it's a lie. And we talked about that in The Truth About Vaccines as well. They rename it so they can still claim that the vaccine eradicated it. You know what? The lying... What was your book? The Lying Liars? Come on, say that.
Monumental Myths of the Modern Medical Mafia, the Mainstream Media, and the Monster of Lying Lies Manufactured Them.
Yes. Exactly. And they are really lying liars about this vaccine issue. Listen, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk about lawsuits against Monsanto next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Just a quick note, we were talking about Alex Trebek with pancreatic cancer stage 4. Mary Beth Gonzalez, of course, the wife of our long-lost friend, Dr. Nick, we miss him, but she's continuing through the Nicholas J. Gonzalez Foundation. Of course, Linda Isaac's doing things and others. But she put his books that are usually like $50 each on sale for like $15.95 for a limited time. So we have a link in the show notes just above the Advanced Medicine Conference banner that our buddy Dr. Batar is hosting, and Ty and Charlene will be presenting at as well, or for. And I just wanted to give you a heads up on that to get a hold of that for anybody while you have such a deal, which is amazing. And, of course, Dr. Nick was featured in a number of the Truth About Cancer episodes, and we have links, and stay in touch with us here at robertscottbell.com because we'll be giving you a heads up when the Asian tour comes out in April so you can plug in and be the first to see it. So, TMB, again, thanks for all the work you do, and I know that you have an article out about glyphosate and the lawsuits against Monsanto.
Yeah, well, the lawsuits are just going to keep coming, and it's a shame because you know we saw what happened with Mr. Johnson, and you know that since the initial settlement, like $289 million, I think what's the final number on that, Robert?
I think it went into the hundreds of $100 million something, but yeah, they reduced it, but we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, they reduced it quite a bit, but you know that what that did is it opened the floodgates for for other lawsuits, and there's thousands that are in the pipeline. But the interesting thing is though, what kind of coverage do you see? I don't see much. I see on late night TV, which I've been. I always have the TV on when I'm working late just to keep me company and keep me awake when I'm working. But I'll listen to the commercials a lot of times, and there's a lot of commercials that late at night have you been, you know, a victim of glyphosate poisoning. And they'll talk about the cancer associated with it. But that's the only place I see it is late night, you know, 1, 2 in the morning. I don't see anything from the mainstream about this. You would think that in light of that huge judgment and the fact that the court held them accountable for not sharing that it could have caused cancer, that it would be all over the news, but it's just not. And so we still see people. I mean, I was just picking up hay 2 weeks ago. Saw an old farmer guy picking up, you know, 3 or 4 gallons of glyphosate to go spray on his crops. And I wanted to just tell him, dude,
Yeah.
You're going to die from cancer, but, you know, what do you do at that point? You know,
right.
You've got to kind of pick your battles.
Well, yeah, not everybody is awake and aware, and they'll unfortunately suffer, whether it be Hodgkin's, not Hodgkin's. We don't wish this on anybody, but that's the reality now that it's a very big concern. Cats off, as far as we know, Costco is really committed to pulling all glyphosate-containing products out of its stores. They're the number one retailer of organic food or products in the country. And I'd like to see Home Depot and Lowe's follow suit, and then eventually these other big-box retailers that have garden stores, Ace Hardware, et cetera, if they have a commitment. Because we're hearing more and more municipalities, even Miami, apparently, Miami Beach said no more glyphosate. So there's some good trends happening.
That is. It is good. And I don't mean to be a, you know, Debbie Downer. There's definitely a lot of people that are waking up. And I really believe that our efforts and, you know, your efforts and all the people that are in this natural health movement, Jeffrey Smith, our efforts are being felt. So it is a good message. It's a positive message. But it is still sometimes kind of discouraging that the masses still aren't getting it.
Right, right. By the way, the Echo water filter can pull glyphosate out. It's been tested third-party as well. So there's some good options for you to remove it from the water, to drink healthier, cleaner water. I know TMB, you and the family are doing our buddy Paul's Echo Water, as am I, and I encourage everybody to look into that. There are links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. But again, going organic is important, and recognizing today that the contamination is so complete that even organic food is not as pure as it once was when they used to call it just food. So we have to take active steps to detox, to support our liver. We talk about whole food supplementation, frequencies, homeopathics, herbs, etc. All of these things are very important to strategically survive in an era when our environment has been in decline. And I've had to overcome a lot in my young life by eating clean despite the environment getting worse. So you can accomplish things, great things, even though it's not a pristine environment.
Yeah, you certainly can. And, the body's been made in a miraculous way, and we do have that, as Dr. Ed Group says, that self-healing mechanism. And we're able to do that when we detoxify properly and minimize exposures to these things. So not a lost cause, but you do have to be careful. And that's why, you know, you're such a good example with the organic eating, man. You've got to eat properly.
Yeah, and TMB, if we could reach the Utes, as they were called in that movie. Utes. What? Youth. The young people. Apparently, Leslie Ann says her 4-year-old is highly intrigued in watching with wise eyes, teaching them young. I love it that the kids are listening and paying attention to this, TMB. Thank you, my friend. Tell them what they need to know, because I know you got to go.
Remember that the power to heal is yours.
All right. Go, Brianna. Blue Bell. Krav Maga.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.